Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. Today's guest, oh my gosh, I had to stop her because she was giving so much value already, like before we started pressing record. I'm like, Erin, hold on, I need to press record. So I know you're going to walk away with so much value today. I'm excited. I'm ready to take notes, but let me introduce you to Erin Marcus, who is the founder and CEO of Conquer Your Business, an international company helping driven entrepreneurs and small business owners get the financial and emotional freedom they need to build a business and a life that they're proud of. Having made the successful leap from corporate to executive to entrepreneur, Erin uses that experience along with her MBA education and her street smart upbringing to help her clients reach heights they've never dreamed possible and frankly have fun doing it. So, Erin is an international speaker and the host of the Ready Yet podcast. Please help me welcome Erin to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you, dear?
Thank you, and massively uncomfortable. Isn't that so weird? Like, put me on stage in front of 1,000 people, and I'll have so much fun as long as I don't have to listen to you read the introduction.
Right? Like, let me just get up there and start talking.
It's just me. Value. Let's just talk. Okay.
Well, and I think there's just so many places that we can go and talk about and your background and knowledge and how you support entrepreneurs. I mean, just in the, 2 minutes that we were talking before we pressed play, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. So I think where we start, if we can like reel it in for a second, a big topic is marketing, right? And entrepreneurs, business owners, like I have my own thoughts on marketing. We support with marketing. I see all the pluses and the minuses of marketing. I see agencies and things that are out there that are, you know, goodwill and hearted and, you know, want to support, but are just doing weird things. And then you have the entrepreneur that's like, I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And it's like just random acts of marketing.
Yes.
Could you start us there a little bit?
Well, and I think there's so much going on there. The idea, you know, when I first started saying random acts of marketing, what I really meant at the time was about the inconsistency problem, right? That's what made me say that. I'm like, well, you're doing random acts of marketing and random acts of business. So of course you don't have consistent income. Because that's one of the challenges when people begin is they know they need to get a client. They do a couple things to go get a client, but then they service the client. So they stop doing anything to get new clients. And so you have these up and down cash flow problems. But truthfully, even at later levels, even making more money, random acts of marketing is such a problem. And actually, it's a bigger concept, because the other piece of random acts of marketing is you're following this guy, then you're following that advice, and then you're following the advice over there, and then you're doing it this way, and then you're saying it that way. And you haven't given you, me, we, whoever, having like, how do you know if I'm quitting 3 feet from gold or am I throwing good money after bad? Like, how do you even know? And the other piece that is happening so much is following, I'm not even going to call it following, chasing. When you're grasping and chasing and you're looking for a process or a thing to do, and it's grasping and chasing and following what worked for someone else, and you have no connection to it, doesn't work for you. But we're all human, and maybe you don't have a background in marketing. And so you almost, what I say, you become susceptible to somebody else's marketing. And they're not wrong. They're not bad. Their tactics not wrong. Their tactics not bad. But do you know enough about you, your strengths, your weaknesses, the things you love doing, the things you'd rather have a stick in the eye than do? Like, what is your business model? What is your goal? And too many times people are trying to solve business systemic problems with a marketing tactic.
And
Why
they're
do
doing
we
it
do
at the wrong
this?
time, too.
Right, like I can't tell you how many clients that come to me for marketing and we sit down and look, they're like, I, because the thing that people unfortunately build last is a client acquisition system. You need to have a client acquisition system.
Yeah, a system. I think that's the key piece where it's like, a flywheel that you know, you pull this lever and this is what happens, and you know it works every single time, right?
Well, or no, or there's at least testing built into it so that if it stops working, you don't keep doing it or you tweak. You know, there's this system to it. And unfortunately, it's often one of the last things people build because it's the part you didn't go. Most people go in a business to do the thing the business does because they love that thing. And then they wake up the next morning going, holy crap, I'm a business owner. I have to, I'm a salesperson, I'm a marketing person. And however, so many of my clients come to me saying, help me with my client acquisition system, help me with my marketing strategy. But when we sit down, I've had two different times in the last couple of months, someone come to me with a $500 million business. And during our intensive, I found them another $1 million in their business without having to do anything different. Without marketing different. If you look at what you're doing and we adjust it, there's so much money in your business already. Let's start there and do marketing, but do marketing in a way that you'll do it in a way that you'll, right? It has to be a low hum minimal. That always happens, right? It
Well,
has
and I think we end up getting away from the things that actually work. And so, here you are 6 months later and you're like,
that worked so well.
that
I
worked
stopped
so
doing it.
well. Why did I stop
Why did
doing
I stop
it?
doing that? Right.
Because you didn't
And
have a system, because you didn't have a plotted out, and you didn't understand. And when it didn't work, you just all of a sudden squirrel moment, entrepreneur, visionary went, oh, this is cool. Or this person's doing this. This must be the new
let's
fun
try
way,
that. Right.
right?
Well, and one of the pitfalls, and this is one for me that I have to be careful about, everything should be exciting.
Yeah, should.
It's not fun and exciting, I don't want to do it.
Do
Here's the
it.
thing, most things when they're work, it's not very exciting. It's just not very exciting. So you have to find the version that works for you. Find the, like, I know for me, I have to have event-based marketing, whether that event is a webinar, whether that there's got to be a goal, because if you don't point me in a direction, I get very floaty like a balloon. And all sorts of random things start to happen and other things stop happening. I need a direction so I can build a plan around it. It doesn't
Well,
even
and
have to be a big fancy thing. Just point, I need to land it. I need a landing pad.
and it also kind of gives you a start and an end. So it's
Yeah.
like, then I know, okay, cool, I'm working towards here.
Yeah.
And then what is the next thing I'm working towards? So it, then it keeps our brains going, okay, I'm still excited about the next thing. I don't have to be here forever. So I
And I
agree with you.
don't, right? And I don't p fall into a pitfall of that next big thing being so big I derail everything.
Entrepreneurs derail stuff?
Absolutely do
What are you
that.
talking about?
Well, you know, so much of us are creators by nature. And so, if you're not creating, you feel like you're missing something.
Well, and I also see it where, they start to scale and grow, and they start to build team, and they start to have like an implementer or an OBM or somebody in there to start taking things off of their plate. And then that was the thing that they were doing and they were in charge of. Now to actually be more of the CEO versus the one doing it,
Yes.
then they come back in and they start meddling in the
Meddling is
thing
a good word.
that we needed to kick them out of. Right?
And it is, and it's a mixture of like holding on too tight, of the ego thinking it's all about us, the ego thinking, and I don't mean like narcissist ego, I just mean like
The
the
ego
little guy
thinking.
in your head running things behind the curtain, right? And oh, we tell ourselves it's easier for us to just do it.
Yeah, it's quicker. I can get it done faster. Give me it. I'm gonna just handle
And it's
it.
totally true, you can. But
Yeah.
then you're putting a cap on your possibilities. In the
Mm-hmm.
short term, it's faster. In the long term, it's stifling. And then we tell ourselves all these very legitimate sounding reasons. It's too hard to find somebody. It's right. We make up these wonderful stories about nobody wants to work. That's not true. Like, I can't afford it. That's not true. Employees make you money, they don't cost you money. Like, but in all fairness, most people go into business to do the thing the business does. And doing the thing that the business does and building a business have nothing to do with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. So why do you assume, why does someone assume it, you're a fantastic logo designer? Why would anyone assume that that makes them a fantastic builder of logo design business? Like, it's not inherent knowledge. And yet that's where we get trapped. Like,
Okay. I know everybody watching is like nodding their head like crazy. How the fudge do we even start going from I'm the product. I did the thing. I know I need to move out. I know I need this in order to scale and leverage. I know all of these things, but how do I really start to remove myself and put the things I need to in place and not come back in and start meddling with stuff? Like, where do we start, Aaron?
where do we start? So I always say, get rid of things that don't make you money. Like, start with the administrative things that don't make you money, that free up your time so you can make more money. That's what I mean by a team member doesn't cost you money, they make you money. So if you're busy doing calendar management and emailing back and forth, and all of the administrative things, bookkeeping, the administrative things that can take hours, then is that really the best use of your time? Because now we're trying to think about it as a business owner. I think one of the most important things you can do from a mindset perspective is start to look at yourself as an asset the business owns. Because as much as you think of yourself as the business, you're gonna hold on too tight.
Say that again.
You are just one more asset that the business owns. You should be paid accordingly, but the rest of the money belongs to the business. If you keep seeing it as your money, it can be scarier to invest it. It can be, right? That veil, that corporate veil, you can use that to your advantage. I love to use kind of extreme examples to help me get my own perspective. When do we think Ray Kroc stopped flipping burgers?
Never did in the first place, did he?
I don't know, but that's my point. Like,
Yeah.
you don't see the founder of Amazon is not
Not
putting the
put the
label
shoes in
on
the
my
bag
book,
for
right?
you,
He's
right?
not the guy in the blue truck dropping my book off, right? And everything else that I seem to need to own and get the same afternoon, right? Like, because God forbid we wait for anything.
That's a
But
whole nother
it's a
topic for
whole
a
different
different
podcast.
day.
Serious problem. But you mean I have to wait till tomorrow for the squirrel baffle to come? The squirrels in the bird feeder now. What do I do for the next 24 hours? Very specific example.
That didn't happen recently, did it, Aaron? Just
Not at
saying.
all. Not at
Okay.
all. Right, but you're just one. That's why I'm also a fan of having a business name that's not your name.
Yeah.
It just helps. It just helps remove you mentally wrap your head around, if I own this business, how does that business owner behave? If, corporate example, if I would have gone into the finance, the CFO's office when I was in corporate and tried to log into her computer to pay the bills, I would have gotten chased out with like
Security would have escorted
torches
you.
and pitchforks. Why am I doing it now?
Okay, so I get it conceptually, right? Now, maybe you have an admin assistant, maybe you have like a client care team person, but you're still the one that's doing heavy on the sales. That's still you.
The sales, truthfully, is one of the hardest things to give away. That's a hard one, and I will tell you to be careful. I have really harmed my own business trying to find people to do that piece for me. It is actually easier to find client fulfillment, other people who can do client work, than it is to find salespeople until you have a system creating leads. People can close sales for you, but finding leads, that to me is one of the hardest pieces, because no one's going to care about your business. No one's going to be able to tell your story the way that you can. You can, but there's ways around it. You can have appointment setters. You can use all sorts of tools to start conversations with people. That doesn't mean AI tools that pitch in the DMs. That's not, we're not doing that. Please stop doing that. For the love of God, please stop doing that. Like, nobody, right? Nobody's listening.
Yeah, well, and
Like, who
okay,
is
so
teaching this?
if we go rabbit hole for a second, the AI.
Yes.
Okay, so AI, pros and cons,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Super pros and cons, especially to take like those administrative things off of your plate
100%.
and utilize it as an asset to support you in
100
doing the
million
things so you
percent.
can actually focus on more of the revenue generating side stuff,
Yeah.
right? But tell me your perspective on
So,
like what to be aware of on the AI piece.
I'll give you some examples. We use amazing AI tools to produce the podcast. What used to take 4 or 5 hours is taking an hour, right? So we do not edit the podcast via AI, because even though it's okay, we found it gets chunky. So, but my approach, we don't really edit unless we have to. So that's not a thing for us. But we do use it to create the show notes and the timestamps and the highlight reels and all the description that we can then clean up a little bit, right? Like, it's amazing. But we don't use it to create content. So I will use it to create reels, because that's just clips. But if I'm going to write and I'll use AI for ideation. So if I have a topic that I'm talking about and you get a little stuck, I will go say, tell me 10 things we need to know about XYZ. And then it'll give me my list. And I'll go, oh, that one's really good. And then
And then
I'll go
you take
do
it
my
and
thing
run with
about it,
it. Yeah.
right? So I've used AI on LinkedIn to meet people, where it's like the sales navigator type list, right? But the messaging, my recommendation, what I have found is just to connect, not to sell. There might be certain businesses where it works better. In my business and in the way that I work my business and what I do, I'm more open-ended to who I want to connect with.
I think it's the relationship, relational versus transactional.
100%.
Right. So if you're
Right.
more of a relational business, you can't necessarily have AI take that over because it's not built for relationship building. It's
Right. It can
more for
find
the
the people.
transactional.
Right. It can do the searches and find the people and maybe send out one or two messages so that are just very open-ended. Hey, so excited to connect with this type of person, and ask a conversation starter, icebreaker. How's the one that I use that people really responded to? How's the business world treating you?
Oh, that's a
All
writer
I
down for
ask, right?
everybody.
That's not a
I'll write it
pitch.
down.
That has had an amazing response. So excited to be connected with, this type of person. How is the business world treating you? And sometimes people are like, just tell me all their problems. And sometimes people go, oh, this is a, I've met the most amazing people that way, because you catch them in the middle of what they're doing. They'll actually respond to you, and then I can chat with them. And then that chat lets me know, should I have more conversations? Should I not have more conversations? Not like for sales, but for anything. So you can't replace the human. And to me, I know there's a lot of businesses out there telling you we're better at the AI than other people. And that's great. Maybe they are. I'm sure they're better at it than I am. But to your point, if you're in a transactional business, that might be fine. But if you're in a high ticket, expensive, relationship-based world, it doesn't really work. And the content creation, like, we all have gotten really good. I can tell which Facebook posts have been written by people and which ones haven't. Like, you can tell. And that's fine. Again, that might be fine. But for me, it's made my life almost easier,
Tell me more.
because I can stand out so much more easily now. Here's the thing. Most people who aren't creating original content aren't also making the investment in the subscription to these tools. So they're using the free version of the tools, which means all their information is at least 2 years old. So that's fine, but they are all looking more and more alike. And so for me, it was a very natural move that I'm really excited about, and it's already doing well. Plus, I hate screaming into the void of Facebook, and that's how it feels for me. I for some reason, I don't know. I just do better talking to other people. I just moved my content creation to YouTube, and we're all of three videos in while we're recording this, and we've got shorts of those with 400, 500, 600 views, which I never get on Facebook or LinkedIn. And I'm able to deliver higher value content. And it's so obvious that it's not AI generated, because it's just like, this is me talking. I know there's people in Hollywood who can do the whole deep fake thing, but that's way beyond my skill level. And so, going back to your original seat, use it for efficiency, but you'll never replace the human. And the truth is, you're always going to need a human to press the button. The top people. If you're at the top of your game, if you're at the top of your industry, you're never going to be replaceable. You're the person everyone else is chatbotting and duplicating. And by the way, don't worry about that. Like, don't worry about putting your
The
best stuff out there, knowing that a million people are going to make a ver- It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine.
I mean, the same thing kind of happened like right during COVID, during pandemic, and it's like, oh my God, events are dead. And it's like, no, they're not. They will
They're
never
just
die because there's that human component to it.
all right,
Like we just sh shifted it. 80% of what we do, it just shifted the 20% of how we do it, right? But it was still relational. It's still, all of that needs to happen because we're relational beings,
Right,
right?
your product didn't change, your process did.
There
And
you
that's this, right? Your product doesn't change, your process might.
go. So if we then, bring it back a little bit more full circle. So, you're doing the random acts of marketing, you're, having squirrel moments, you're not necessarily having a system in place. And you have to start thinking about your business as you are an asset of the business. You are not the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I get it conceptually. I get where we're going with that in that respect. Where do we go next?
So the way that I describe things, you got to look at what stage of business you're at. This is a big one. You want to look at what stage of business you're at to know what to do. So maybe you just need to grow.
Okay.
Maybe you just need to grow. That's fair. You just need some more. You need some more money. You need some more clients. You just need more. You're in the growth stage. I call the middle staged leveraged. Right? We're now we need to leverage. We need a one-to-many situation. We need to leverage our time. We need to leverage our assets. Time asset, money asset, talent asset. We need to start, right? So now we get four for our two. We get a it's a map, right? There's certain strategies that are great for that. Events are great for that. Events are one of my absolute favorite leveraging strategies. The third stage, the top stage, is scaling. Scaling is multiplication. So let's take a law firm, random, right? Take a law firm. Growing is just get another client, raise your rates, right? Leveraging is maybe you hire another lawyer. You're hiring more lawyers. So for every hour that exists, you're getting more lawyer hours billed. Scaling might be to add an adjacent business line. Scaling becomes more automatic. Funnels, please, for the love of God, funnels are a scaling strategy. And if you want to grow, you're not ready for a funnel because you are going to run out of money before the funnel works. Set it and forget it. One doesn't exist. You always have to watch your ads and numbers. But that's one of the things that's happening a lot is we're using scaling strategies when we need to grow or leverage. And they don't, you're not there yet. You're not there yet. And here's the great news. You just take a half a step back and you do a little adjustment. Like, we do not have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I tried a scaling strategy last year. On paper, brilliant. Didn't work at all. It just didn't work. On paper, it was amazing. Didn't work. Didn't work. So I took a step back. I used more leveraged efforts. I went back to some growth strategies, and I can see all sorts of amazing things that are starting to happen.
I'm smiling so big because I literally one of the free gifts that I give away is like the five phases of events to scale and leverage your business. And I kid you not, the grow, leverage, scale is my 3, 4, 5, right? Because you
Thank
do the
you.
same thing with events and you see people going, oh, I'm going to go straight to a 3-day event when they haven't even, gotten the growth through the growth phase yet or
Does
the things
anyone
they want
come
to
to your
do.
webinar?
Right. Yeah. I want to fill a
Can
thousand people in a room and you're like, cool, do you have an offer? You know,
Right.
to
It's the
me.
same thing, right? It's the same thing for I want to build a course. I have broken more hearts. I have been the bearer of bad news and broken more hearts telling people you're not ready for a course because you have 97 Facebook friends and 45 of them are your friends and family. So who's going to buy your, and you don't know who you're selling it, right? You haven't vetted your marketability yet.
Yeah, it's
Like, I
true.
just bought a course, by the way. I just bought a course. From Susie Moore. She's a life coach. She does confidence coaching and she does like some PR things. And I answered an ad and I bought her PR course. It's like $500. Mostly to see the process. She was
Yeah, I'm definitely, yeah, I do that too.
I'm like,
Or just to get one of the downloads or one of the bonuses, I'll totally buy it just for that too.
totally. And I'm looking at it as I'm reconsidering, like, please spend money to learn things. I got some great tips out of it. I'm going to do a couple things. I watched the whole thing. I saw what she had put together. I watched her tripwire strategy. I watched her, like, I'm like, I like what she did here. Like, this is a very well put together machine. And she is at the point in her business where she should have that out there.
Well, and it goes back to what we were saying earlier of, they're doing marketing at a level four, or I mean, yours a level three, right? When the person receiving it is really at a level one and should not be doing a level three
Exactly.
opportunity for marketing, right? And so it's like you have to be aware and conscious of where you're at in your business and what is that next best step.
Well, and it goes back to what I said before, and I just did one of my YouTube shows on this, is what is driving you? Why do you want this? And be careful, because if you're pressing the buy button because you want an easy button, or if you're pressing the yes button because you're chasing money, make a lot of money. Go make tons of money. Don't chase money. Receive money. Receive abundance. Be of service. Get paid your value. Don't chase the money. What happens when we chase things? They run away, right? They run away. So if you're doing, what's your come from energy in addition to your business level so that you have the right strategy? Every single time, and I've made this mistake repeatedly because I love learning, which is sounds great, but in effect is can be a problem. I've definitely gone down some rabbit holes I had no business going down because I was just excited to learn something new.
Yeah, I
Right. So watch your why. Why are you doing this? Not your big why, but your why in the moment. What are you trying to achieve? And to make sure you're ready to achieve, you're in alignment. The way that I say this is it's strategy over tactics every time. Tactic is the last piece of the puzzle. It's the last piece of the puzzle. You figure this all out, and then you go, okay, which marketing tactic works in solves my problems, solves my puzzle. You don't pick a marketing tactic and throw it at your business.
Oh, yes. Okay. We literally, Erin, like we probably need to do another show because we
Doing
can
more.
just keep going and going. But I would love for you to share, like, how do people stay in touch with you? What's the best way? And do you have a gift for our audience
I
today?
do. So, number one, here's a very big marketing 101. One single call to action. Make it easy to find you. I never, here's conqueryourbusiness.com. That's all you need to remember. Conqueryourbusiness.com. You can find me through there. All my links are there. My contact form is there. Our free downloads, like, it's all there. Go look at conqueryourbusiness.com. You can find everything you need to know or want to know about me or how to get a hold of me. Happy to connect with you. So one single call to action. The free gift that I have for somebody is a different call to action, but we can handle this, right? It's humanfirst.conqueryourbusiness.com. Okay, humanfirst.conqueryourbusiness.com. It's an ebook I wrote. It's like 25, 30 pages. It's a full ebook called Connect as a Human First. And it's heavy on how to do marketing, and it's heavy on how do you do this in your business. People buy from people they know, like, and trust. Connect is a human first. And it's how to make sure you're always having that human connection in your business.
Love, love. And so we will have that in the show notes.
Thank
My last question for you is, what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with?
you. All right. So, this is my point of view on everything, whether it's your health, your money, your relationships, your business, your job. This is my point of view on everything. And this started when I was a kid and really solidified later. If you don't make the decisions for you, people who are not vested in you get to make those decisions for you. And it doesn't make them wrong or bad. They just might have different priorities than you do. It's my version of personal responsibility. I just recorded a video today. Don't wait for the world to change. Go change your world.
Brilliant. I love it. I love it, Erin. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. And I want to thank everybody listening to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take like all of these lessons and resources because there was a ton and actually start implementing them so that you can create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an absolutely magical day. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.